Im chukosai telechu, v'im mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisem osam. Our parsha opens up very famously, introducing the tochacha with the positive and more optimistic side of the equation. If we keep the mitzvos, the Torah goes on to list quite a few rewards, and only later does the Torah then go to the opposite side of the spectrum. What if we don't keep the mitzvos? And of course, in that case, the Torah has some very detailed and scary punishments that it lists for us. Chazal, in the Medrash, in Vayikra Rabbah, in the opening section on our Lamed Hey, have a very subtle and careful reading of that pasuk that we began with, the opening of our parsha. And the Medrash notes that in our pasuk, the Torah seems to be going out of its way specifically to use the verb of telchu, or a lashon of halicha, of walking, to describe keeping the chukim. And instead, and the pasuk continues, when it talks about mitzvos, it uses two other verbs, tishmeru, a lashon of shmira, of keeping, of watching, and vasisem, of doing, of performing, a lashon of asiya. The Mefarshei HaMedrash note that this careful reading of the pasuk and the assumption that there seems to be a deliberate word choice is crystallized and sharpened. We consider that there are other places in Tanakh in which, with the word chukim, we actually do have, in other contexts, words of shmira or asiya. So, for example, in Perek Yudches of Vayikra, we read, Es mishpatai ta'asu, es chukosai tishmeru, shmartem es chukosai. So we see twice a lashon of shmira being used for chukim. In Yechezkel, Perek Chavhei, va'asitem es chukosai. So there we see, in both of these situations and others, that the word chok can be coupled with a word choice of shmira or asiya. If that's the case in other psukim, that just brings back our focus and crystallizes the fact that it seems that in our pasuk and in our parsha, the Torah deliberately goes out of the way not to do that. It specifically chooses the verb telchu, or lashon of walking, of halicha, to describe the chukim. The question, of course, is why this is so. Is there perhaps some deeper, subtle message for us to gain from that? So the Medrash gives the following very beautiful answer. It connects this to the life choices and the behavior of none other than David HaMelech. As David himself writes in Tehillim Perek Kuf Yotes, Chishavti derachai v'ashiva ragalai el edosecha. Each and every morning, Chishavti derachai, I considered my ways, I had something I had to do, an errand, someplace I wanted to go for me, derachai, for me, and yet, nevertheless, each time, Ashiva raglai, my legs, so to speak, take me, my feet take me, el edosecha, to things that are more spiritually focused, things that are Hashem's. I started off my day thinking I'd do something for myself. In the end, my legs take me to things for Hashem. In other words, David is saying that each day I plan on doing something for myself and my feet just take me to the shul or to the Beis Medrash. Whether it's purely from habit of all the times David had done it, and or because of David's love of Torah and mitzvos and davening, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Daf Nun Gimel, Lamakam Shani Ohev, Lasham Ragli, Molichos Osi, wherever I love, my legs take me. And clearly the image and powerful lesson that the Medrash is drawing from this pasuk is the fact that it happens so automatically to David, it's as if the legs are working autonomously. In the Lashon of the Medrash, David says to Hashem, Kol yom v'yom hayiti m'chashev v'omer l'makom ploni u'lebeis dira ploni sani holech. I'm going to go to see this person or that place, and nevertheless, hayu raglai me'vios osi l'beis knesios l'bate midrashos. My legs are taking me. In other words, it's as if it's happening automatically, without any deliberate forethought on David's part. His legs are just taking him. That's how automatic, that's how instinctive it is for him to go to the shul or to the Beis Medrash. And then the Medrash asks, and it's not a rhetorical question, it's a serious one where we need to know the answer to this. Says the Medrash, how did David develop such a habit, such a love of the Beis Medrash or the Beis Knesses, that somehow his GPS, his internal compass, was always taking him back and again and back and again to the shul and the Beis Medrash? The Medrash answers that David himself, again using that term that we saw in the previous pasuk, chishavti, he says, I did a chishuv, I thought about it. I thought about the great reward for mitzvos and the great terrible punishment for averos. So then asks the Medrash, continuing to probe, how did David know that there was so much reward for punishments? Excuse me, reward for mitzvos. How did he know there was so much punishment for averos? So says the Medrash, based on the tochacha, because after all, it says, for the reward of mitzvos, you will even be shalom baretz. And what could be greater than a reward of peace? Amazing. On the other hand, it says, for the Averos, V'yasafti li'asra eschem. Hashem says, I will add and increase your suffering. Increased suffering compared to Shalom. Clearly, there's big stakes in both directions. David HaMelech said, okay, I guess I need to focus on the mitzvos. And then the Medrash adds one final thing, which is really incredible. Says the Medrash, David looked carefully, and he noticed that when it came to the brachos in our parsha, me aleph v'ad tuf, that in fact, the opening words of the brachos begin with the letter aleph, im chukosai telechu, as we saw, and the end of the brachos end with the letter tuf, v'olich eschem kamemius, I will bring you with great pride and standing upward and proud to the land of Israel. So the brachos are comprehensive, from aleph to tav. However, the klalos, the curses, begin with a vav, v'im lo tishmuli, and they end with a hey, biyad Moshe. Not only is there a quantitative discrepancy, all the letters of the alphabet versus just two, vav and hey, but says the Medrash lo'od el shein hafuchos. It's going in the opposite direction. It starts with vav, and then it goes backwards to hey, which teaches us, and taught David, Amar Rabbi Avin, im zachisen harein yehofeich lechem, klalos lebrachos. That is to say, it's not just that there's more power in the brachos than there are in the klalos, but in fact, there's a hidden power, which is that if we're zocheh, if we truly do the mitzvos, then even the klalos can, so to speak, go backwards. They can go from vav to hey, they can be transformed, they can be completely reimagined, so that in fact, the klalos themselves go in the opposite direction, opposite of where they were intended. They themselves become brachos. And this, in conclusion, says the Medrash, is why our parsha is using specifically the lashon of halicha, b'chukosai telechu. If you go, if you consider this like a journey with two paths, and you take the correct path, then you are going to have this incredible bracha. On the other hand, if you give up, or even just simply allow life to take you wherever it goes, then you'll never develop the love and the habits to go in the right direction. If you make those choices, telechu, then you will.